Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Corey Quinn, and Corey has 15 years of in-house agency experience, including as Scorpion's CMO, where he helped grow revenue from $20 million to $150 million in 6 years. He just published his best-selling book, Anyone, Not Everyone, a proven system for agencies to escape founder-led sales. Today, he helps digital agencies founders scale revenue and profits with deep specialization. Corey, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
What's up, Josh? Super excited to be here. So, a key to get things done is I'm a big fan of less is more. And so, it's easy to have a laundry list of goals. It's easy to have a laundry list of to-dos. I'm a big fan of identifying the top three things that you want to get done and saying no thank you to the rest. That way, when you concentrate your effort and concentrate your focus, you're going to have a much better impact outcome. You're gonna have much deeper thinking, deeper work, and in those top three than if you tried to spread all that energy over multiple different goals or tasks and whatnot.
Sometimes I have heard some similar advice about if your to-do list has more than 3 to 5 items on it, then you may as well just throw it away.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. There's no priority, right? If everything's a priority, nothing's a priority, right? So.
And there's some merit to that where if you think about it, your brain, they've done a lot of study on this. Where your brain is really capable of managing and organizing somewhere between 3 and 5 things on any particular topic. Five is a stretch, three is pretty solid. And if you think about it, somebody, I used to be a teacher, and we had this in-service training, like one of the like first day back to school before the kids get there, you know. And so we had this trainer come in and talk about this cognitive theory about like grouping things in threes to understand them better. And the exercise was she spouted off 10 completely random numbers and was like, "All right, who can read these back to me?" And like nobody could. And then she said, "Da da 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 da," like a phone number. And
Yeah, there you
all of a
go.
sudden, everybody knew it because it was just three groups of numbers.
Just how we're wired, man, you know?
And if we're wired that way to understand and retain things, then we should prioritize our day and our tasks and everything else that way.
Where I go to on this topic is I think it translates into your career, right? And choosing to become the best in the world at one thing, right? Not even three things, just one thing, right? That focus. There's a great author. His name is Cal Newport, and he writes about deep work. This idea of really, instead of trying to be a master of many things, really going deep on one topic and one skill, one craft, as a way to build a very fulfilling career. So I'm a big fan of that approach. I've applied that in my world, and I think it's pretty powerful.
So there's deep work, and I know one concept that you like to talk about is deep specialization. And so tell me a little bit about that.
The world that I operate in, I have a background in the agency space. I was, as you mentioned in my intro, the chief marketing officer of an agency. We grew from 20 million to 150 million. And that's hard to do for any business, but certainly in a service-based business where the primary product is the customer intimacy and that customer support, in addition to the marketing. And one of the things that really that we were able to unlock as far as what was a fuel for our growth was the fact that we took a vertical market approach, which means a service business could be a podcast production company, could be an agency, could be anything. It's very easy to get overwhelmed by working with too many different types of clients and too many different types of businesses. What we did extremely well at Scorpion was we identified a single vertical market and we became the best in the world at serving that vertical market. And then ultimately that success that we crafted and we forged at Scorpion really became my philosophy around deep specialization. And what deep specialization is, when you're building your business, you realize, hey, I need to specialize here because we're doing too many things, too much, context switching. It's too complex. It's impossible to scale. When you're looking at a, let's call it a vertical market to target, it could be, dentists, or it could be doctors, or it could be entrepreneurs, whatever that vertical market is. Most people make a mistake because they look at sort of the surface level metrics, like the number of businesses in that vertical market or the amount of revenue in that that those businesses make. But they actually really miss a key component, a critical component in today's world, which is answering the question, do I actually give a damn about the people in this market?
Yeah, good point.
Do I
Because
give
we
a
have to
damn?
actually care. Yeah, otherwise
Yeah,
we.
you have to care. And today, you have to go above and beyond. In some respects, you have to even mentally, even emotionally join their industry. And I have a client, or I have an example I can share with you. He's not a client, he's a
Please.
friend of mine. His name is Luke, and he is the founder of an agency that targets construction businesses. Okay. And the construction industry is struggling right now because they have what Mike Rowe, the old TV host from Dirty Jobs, he says that for every five people who are aging out of the construction industry, only two are coming in. What that means is, while there's an increasing demand for construction services, there is a widening gap, talent gap. People are just not going into blue collar jobs the way they used to, right? And so Luke, my friend, who has this agency that targets construction businesses, sure, they do great websites for their clients in SEO and PPC, but he's done something extraordinary, which truly demonstrates his empathy and the fact that he really cares, which is he has started a scholarship which raises money to raise awareness for the careers in the blue collar industry. And every year, a student who is graduating from high school and going into the trades will win this big scholarship money, right? And it's this big, of course, the big paper check that he holds up, the high school student holds up, and it's a big PR event, really to drive awareness of the sort of the viability of working in the trades. And that's a, I think, a beautiful example of someone who is not just serving this industry, but they really are deeply entrenched in helping them to solve their core sort of challenges and problems as an industry.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's, back to this idea of a deep specialization and really, really being hyper specific in what you do.
Yes, right.
I am the master of the left lower molar.
Yes,
I
right.
am the supreme specialist of this side of your mouth.
And as you know, and as we all know, the specialists get paid more, right? You get there is a perceived value of the work that you do because you know exactly how to solve this specific problem better than anyone else in the world. So that's a valuable positioning as a company or as an individual that you want, right?
So this comes up a lot, actually, where entrepreneurs specifically are worried or concerned about going too narrow because
Sure.
we're blocking out opportunity. And so, like, well, I, you know, my audience is everybody. And
Yeah.
why do you think we're so scared to just boil this down? And there's a This is a leading question because I also, the next question is going to be, why do founders have a hard time getting away from doing all of the sales? And
Sure.
I personally think that the answer is the same for both of them. And I'm curious what you have to say.
Well, most entrepreneurs get into business to make money. And the way they make money is they go out and they find business, right? They hustle, they pound the pavement, they say, and they find business. They say yes. And that typically leads to more business. And that typically leads to more business. And so they get into business, they get into the game of business. They maybe build some revenue, maybe have some employees through the practice of saying yes, right? So there's this feedback system where they say yes, they make money, they build a business. The challenge is at a certain point in the life of an entrepreneur that saying yes to everybody begins to work against them, right? It creates things like context switching, where maybe day one you're building a website for a dentist, and maybe the very next day you're doing social media for a lawyer, and maybe the next day you're building a website for a restaurant, right? You have all this context switching, of course, which makes it impossible to build any expertise, and certainly makes it impossible to build a repeatable process, right? And so what we find is that I think it's rooted in a human bias that we just, as humans, we don't like things, we don't like the perception of things being taken away from us. And
There you go. It's
the
about, yeah,
idea
and
is,
I was wondering if they were going to go there, but the thing that I was thinking as you were talking about deep specialization, I was thinking about all of the people that can't niche down. And when you talk about founder-led sales, it's all about the people that can't let go. And it comes
That's
down to
right.
one word, which is control.
Control, exactly.
I want to have
And
control. If I only focus on these guys, I don't have control over somebody else that might want to do business with me, maybe.
exactly. And when it comes to when I think of control, the first thing I think of is delegation in a company. And we've all worked for that entrepreneur who doesn't want to truly delegate anything. They want to control everything. And of course, nothing truly gets done because it's too difficult. That's probably one of the hardest things for an entrepreneur to do is to truly hire people and let them actually own the responsibility and the outcome. But sure, when it comes to the market, it's very difficult for a founder to say no to a $5,000 check that's that prospect's trying to hand them, but it just happens to be that prospect is just going to distract them from actually achieving the true goal that they want.
And it's one of the hardest thing to do as an entrepreneur is really focus, and especially when that focus requires you to turn down money.
It is hard. You kind of have to, I think in some respects, have gone through the process of banging your head against the wall, trying everything else, right? The pain has gotten so bad. The pain of the existing situation has gotten so bad that it exceeds the pain of saying no, right? You have they kind of that's the last straw. They have to start saying no to the bad fit clients. That's typically when they start to specialize.
So tell us a little bit about what you're working on now and who's a good fit to connect with you.
So I am super passionate about this process of escaping founder-led sales. I also call it escaping the generalist trap, being a generalist, serving too many types of businesses. I've developed a methodology which I've incorporated in my book, as you mentioned, Anyone, Not Everyone. I also have a group-based program and a one-on-one program that is specifically laser focused on helping people to go from being that generalist to a vertical market specialist. That is truly the go-to solution in that vertical market. So that's what I do. It's typically agency founders who are doing about $1 million to about, let's call it $20 million. It's somewhere in that range is really my sweet spot.
Excellent. And so, where can we go to connect with you directly?
Well, I'd love to offer your listeners, Josh, a free copy of my book, specifically the audiobook. They can go to anyonenoteveryone.com and download the audiobook. It's the same audiobook that's on Audible and Amazon that you don't have to pay for. It's completely free. You also get a online workbook and which includes templates and videos and all this really great high power stuff to help you, the reader, to be able to get the transformation just by reading the book.
Excellent. Love that. So, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Corey Quinn, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets things done and how you should really focus on deep specialization. For those of you who are interested in getting a free copy of his book, you can go to anyonenoteveryone.com. And hey, by the way, if you're out there riding on some jet skis, or maybe you're chopping down a tree, or you're lifting 500 pounds on your chest press. Snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Tell me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.